This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday urged U.S. lawmakers to do more to protect his nation amid a three-week onslaught by Russian forces. He evoked some of the worst traumas of American history to ask Congress and U.S. President Joe Biden to give more military assistance and impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine's besieged skies. Zelensky, speaking via live video, told a packed session of U.S. lawmakers, "Right now, the destiny of our country is being decided." He evoked the painful memories of Japan's 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, which spurred the U.S. entry into World War II, and the September 11, 2001 terror attacks, which launched the U.S. multi-front two-decade-long global war on terror. Zelensky, speaking at times in English and others through an interpreter, pleaded with lawmakers to protect our sky, reiterating his request for a no-fly zone around Ukraine, a request the White House has said would put the U.S. into direct confrontation with Russia. Meanwhile, Russia continued attacks on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Wednesday, and Russian warships in the Black Sea bombarded targets near Odessa overnight, possibly as part of a buildup to an attack on the Ukrainian port city. But there are also hints of possible good news for ongoing talks between Russia and Ukraine Wednesday, as Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
With Russia's ground advance on Kyiv stalled, despite the sustained bombardment, statements from both sides suggest room for their talks to make progress. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says a neutral military status for Ukraine is being seriously discussed at business-like talks, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described Russia's demands for ending the war as becoming more realistic.
This is VOA News. Following its invasion of Ukraine, Russia is no longer a part of the Council of Europe, or the COE, the continent's leading human rights monitoring organization. Tuesday, Russia announced it would leave the organization, and on Wednesday, the 47-nation group made it official. After the decision, members of the Council of Europe went outside the organization's headquarters in Strasbourg and lowered the Russian flag, ending a 26-year relationship. Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Lindh said Russia's actions alone have led to this outcome. She said she sincerely hopes that Russia will one day return to the ideals of peace and democracy and regain its membership. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused NATO and EU members of the Council of Europe of abusing their majority in the Council, eventually transforming it into a tool for anti-Russian policy. Ukraine is a COE member state. A trip home from a Texas tournament ended in tragedy for a small Southwestern University's golf teams late Tuesday. AP's Rita Foley reports.
A tragedy in West Texas has left 9 people dead. Authorities say 9 people were killed in a head-on collision in West Texas, including 6 students and a coach from a New Mexico University's golf teams. Authorities say a pickup truck crossed the center line of a highway Tuesday night in Andrews County and crashed into a vehicle carrying members of the University of the Southwest men's and women's golf teams. They had been returning from a tournament in Midland, Texas. In addition to the 6 students and a faculty member who died, the driver of the pickup and its passenger were also killed. No word yet on the exact cause of the crash. I'm Rita Foley.
The director of an online media outlet was murdered Tuesday in Mexico, the latest journalist killed this year in a country long considered the most dangerous in the world for journalists. Police in the western state of Michoacan said Armando Linares, who ran the Monitor Michoacan website, was shot to death at a house in the city of Zitácuaro. Linares' death came just weeks after Roberto Toledo, his colleague at Monitor Michoacan, was shot and killed. Michoacan state has long been plagued by turf wars between local drug gangs. The Associated Press says Linares had revealed he had received several death threats after enrolling in a government-run journalist protection program. At least 5 prominent journalists have been killed in Mexico just this year, prompting the European Parliament to pass a resolution last week urging Mexican President Andrés Manuel López to end his verbal attacks on reporters and ensure their safety. Meanwhile, President López Obrador angrily lashed out in response the next day, denouncing the statement. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Wednesday urged lawmakers to do more to protect his nation.